the question is that we're organizing the 50-year anniversary of our independence. And as a person who took part in the struggle for independence, I know things have not been well, and they can never be well, except even in heaven, things will not be well. Because while others will be enjoying in paradise, others will be in hell. Now, the opposition called not only to support us, but wanted to disrupt it to make sure that the celebration is marred by whatever means. So it's all the trickeries of trying to jump into the district so that life is disrupted, business is disrupted, and everybody gets disgusted. I think that's the main tactic.
So, Minister, you would agree with me that Uganda is a democratic country. So why do you tell your citizens? Yes. So why do you tell your citizens they cannot demonstrate until after the celebration?
No. We don't say. But when I was in Washington, by the way, I saw a group of who were there almost permanently protesting about whatever they wanted, but they did not want. But it was peaceful. But if they don't go to the business district with no supporter, expect that they will group crowds of rowdy people, and then the people will be disorganized, looting will take place, and the law and order is completely broken down. That's not a proper demonstration.